Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 20th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 meter wave frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the current economic situation in Zimbabwe.
Treasury says the country has secured lines of credit of up to $500 million from international banks designed to increase the supply of foreign currency for imports, industries, and other sectors. The government says this facility is expected to stabilize prices in the country.
The central bank has advised members of the public that with immediate effect, procurement of oil shall be done through the interbank foreign exchange market. The bank says there shall be only one foreign exchange rate to be used in the market for the importation of all goods and services. The one-to-one exchange rate that was being used by the oil marketing companies for the procurement of fuel will be discontinued with immediate effect.
The government says this is being done in order to promote the efficient use of foreign currency and the tackling of the current economic decay fueled by corruption and other ills. At the same time, the government has announced that ZUPCO fees have been reduced by 50% with effect from tomorrow.
And there were reports that there were running battles today between vendors and the police in Harare. What's going on in Zimbabwe?
Please note that we are live streaming this show right now on our Facebook pages, VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele.
Yebo, Jonga, kunjani mfowethu?
Ngiyaphila ndodoti.
Ngiyaphila kakhulu. So ke izupho phela singayigatha uhambe lapho yakhona.
Yes. You know, when I was growing up,
yes,
we used to buy a ticket
for
2.5 cents.
Yeah.
Then you board the bus, you go to town and come back.
Yeah.
With the same ticket.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure whether on the return fare we were paying, but we were using the same
ticket.
I'm
not going to go into that as well, because I know what we're doing to the tickets.
That's why I said it was in the early 70s.
Yeah, you know the ticket checker. Yeah, the iron that you use.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
But later they introduced punching keeper.
So we're in the same boat.
Yeah.
Yes, you have a ninja in the corner. Lamhlanje sikhuluma ngezomnotho kweZimbabwe. Kukhanya ngazani ke sokungani kuloku hlupho lokukhulu kakhulu. Khonapho nxa sikhuluma nge-exchange rate ekhona kunamanje. Nxa sikhuluma nge-RTGS kulabanye abathi i-126 nxa ukuthi utshintsha imali to mali. Kuzobuya i-126 nxa utshintsha kwi-electronic. Kuzobuya 125 nxa utshintsha kwi-mali to mali. Abanye sizokuthiwa ke sebehamba bethi 127. Nxa kwi-electronic. So singathi ke umnotho weZimbabwe unganiqhuqa ngamadolo sibili. Nxa sesikhangela okuningi okwenzakalayo njalo kuyakhanyela ukuthi ke sokulaloko kuthiwa yi-Operation Restore Sanity emadolobheni. So lapho ke izupho sokuthiwa ke sokumele yehliswe yehliswe kakhulu sibili imali yokugada. So nxa ngikhuluma ngemali yokugada sokuthiwa ke nxa kuyikuthi uhamba 1 to 20 kilometers kade ubhadala idola okwamanje sokuyi 50 cents. Nxa ukuthi ukuhamba 20 to 30 kilometers bekuyi $1.50, khathesi kuyamele kube yi 75 cents. Nxa uhamba 30 to 40 kilometers bekuyi $2 impondo, khathesi ke sokulidola elinye. So ke yikho khonoko kwethulwe lugatsha lwezemali kweZimbabwe. Siyabona incwadi le esayinwe nguGT Kuba Matanga, uthi ya.
Nxa
sokunjalo. Uyakhuluma lapho Kuba Matanga. Kuzobuya ke i-Central Bank, i-Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe. Ithi konke kade kusenzakala ukuthi oil kuyathathwa imali kunikwe abayithengayo kube yi 1-to-1 exchange rate so kumele kuphume konke lokhuyana. So kumele kwenzakale ukuthi nxa uthenga ifuel uyazithengela nje ubone ukuthi irate yangkhona ihambelana lomkambo
nemusiwo
ukuthi ya ukuthi uhamba njani so ukuthi willing buyer willing seller basis kunjalo ke kodwa ke sizwile okunye futhi ukuthi kona ngale kulokugijimisana kumangalisayo eHarare amapolisa lamavendor
yes
uhlela ukukhona vele mfowethu.
I think Assistant Commissioner Paul Nyat explained what happened. He said the police had a report of a man who was allegedly abducted by four men, his former customers, because this guy sells and repairs cell phones. So these guys came and accused him of selling them a cell phone that was not working, and they allegedly kidnapped him, demanded their money, forcing the guy to call his wife, who was home, to bring money to town. And the police heard about that, and they had to go and rescue that man. That's when the vendors
attacked
the police. Yes. And then he says that the vendors attacked the police who were to rescue this guy. Yes. Nenyaya emamirira akaita zvino munyadze upfumi munyika tinoziva hedu kuti zvakawanda zviri kunzi zvakumuka mabhaudhi asi zvese zvinogona kusungwa chimwe nechimwe nenguva yacho tinonzwa kuti nhasi danho ratangwa nehurumende nderekudira mari ivimbiso yakaitwa iyo mari inoita $500 million US dollars hanzi kuti inge ichibatsira vanotenga zvinhu kunzawo inenge ichiswa mabhanga kuti inge ichikwanisa kuwanikwa hatizivi hedu kuti mari iyo yazobudirira kudirwa here nekuti tinoona kuti gore negore kana kuti nguva yakawanda hurumende inenge ichingovimbisa kuti iri kudira $500 million ekuitawo nyaya yekuti kambani yezupco inotakura vanhu nemabhazi vazivisawo hurumende yazivisa kuti vadimura mari dzaachireperwa nevanhu nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana 50% fare reduction kutanga mangwana musi wa21 May ndeimwe nzira iyoyo iri kunzi iri kubatsirawo vanhu kwoitawo nyaya yekunzi hurumende yamisa nyaya yekuti vanhu vanotenga mafuta edzimotokari vanga vachienda vachinotora nerete ye1:1 hanzi vakuwaniswawo mari idzodzo dzekunze nereti inenge iripo zuva iroro vamwe vanotarisirawo zvinogona kurerutsa zvinhu mukuwanikwa kwefuel vamwe vangu vachitiwo mumwe aigona kuti akanga aitora ne1:1 dzimwe nguva aizotengesa pamukambo mukambo inove black market yanga ichidetemainewo kuti musiwo yakamira sei kuma5-6 ikoko kana kunge wada kuzonotenga mubhengi inenge iri kuma1:3 ndezvimwe izvozvo kwoitawo nyaya tachikurukura nagibbs
nemavenda
mapurisa nemavenda vari kunzi vaidzana mutsimba kukikiridzana wrestling mutaundi zvaita kuti papwanywe girazi rekambani inotengesa kana kuti chitoro chinotengesa mishonga cheqv farmers saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zvatiri kukurukura nezvazvo ndinonzwa kuti tina vamichael ndiweni vari parunhare iye zvino vanove mukuru vanotengesera migwagwa kana kuti mavenda
and Michael Ndiweni is also a political and economic commentator. He's based in the city of Kings and Queens, that is Bulawayo. Ndiweni, good evening and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Gibbs. Good evening, listeners.
Yes, thank you so much. Give us your assessment of the current situation in Zimbabwe, taking into account that this 500 million facility that the government is talking about in terms of trying to, you know, mitigate against the increases in prices. So give us your take on that.
Yeah, I read about that also in the media, and that the government is going to, they call it drawing down $500 million and then put it into the market and deal with the interbank payments, among other things. I think the idea could be a positive one on paper, but then it's another thing if we talk about the real impact of that. I think our government is good in giving these statements, and then at the end of the day, you hardly see the action on the ground. So I think I wait to see, just like all these Zimbabweans, to see whether this is going to bring about any meaningful change. But what I did today, actually, by end of day, I tried to make an assessment just to move around town and find out, looking at the black market rate particularly, because I thought that there was going to be a bearing, in the black market rates. What I got was that the rates have gone down. Actually, around 4 p.m., The rate had gone down about 10% or so. So, but then I'm not sure whether it's they wait and see from the black market dealers to see what's going to happen, or the man has been putting the market into the banks, and therefore the market is now flooded with US dollar. I am not sure. I'm going to find out maybe tomorrow to see and analyze the situation and see whether this change is going to be sustainable. But as we speak right now, nothing really has been seen besides the going down of the rate by about 10%. So I'm not sure whether it's the impact of that or people are now speculating and holding on to whatever they're doing to see if this is going to happen.
Thank you so much, Mr. Ndweni, and stay on the line. Do we have any people that are following us right now, Tonga?
Let me...
Because I can see phone. That on the Ndebele VOA Studio 7 page, there are so many people that are following us right now. So what do we have there?
We have Mr. Believe Gaule on the phone. He's a ZANU-PF activist and businessman. Welcome to our show, Mr. Gaule.
Thank you very much, good people, and how are you today?
We are doing fine. Thank you for joining us. We are discussing about the state of the economy and the measures that the government is trying to put in place to address some of these problems. And the major talking point, Mr. Gaule, was the injection of the $500 million into the interbank market. But some say the government has been saying this since time immemorial. Whenever there is a crisis, it promises to inject $500 million into the market. What's your take on this?
I think people at times must learn to be patient and wait and see if ever the minister is going to fulfill his promise. And this is exactly what the minister has said. And remember, austerity for prosperity by the minister is still on. That's the minister is doing his thing. And this is exactly all what the minister needs is our support. And remember, yes, you are talking of this money that is supposed to be injected into our economy. The US dollar, that is really, we are in a crisis and we desperately need that money and in order to really do business, because we can't do business without money. And this is exactly things that really, things are bad in the country as we speak right now. But I foresee a situation whereby if we manage to get the money that the minister is talking about, and really we it will go a long way towards helping us in the situation that we find ourselves in right now. But at the same time, let me ask him to say this to you, that let's be patient. Let's give the minister time to do his work. And really, let's really give him the support that he deserves.
Thank you so much.
Yes, hello, Mama Lapake. Iku mweni ukero moyo. Mama moyo, kunjani mama? Yeah, mama moyo, uyangizwa?
Niyakuzwa.
Yeah, nanku ke kanya kulotubo kule Zimbabwe. So ke kanya ngazani ke ukulumendu uti setting imali i 500 million. Ukuthi fakwe phela emnothweni welizwe kwezenta ukudingwe impahla ezijiyeneyo. So wena ungathi ngakhona kunjalo lokuthi kambe umnotho welizwe uya ngaphi ngamafutshane sibili mama.
Imali yangikhona bayidinga bethi bayibhadala ngani ngoba vele ilizwe kalilayo imali yangikhona. Lezo zinto abazidingayo yiziphi izinto abazidingayo ngoba bona ngokwabo yiba abalokhe beqeda imali bemotha imali bedinga nale zinto ezingalangqondo. Khathesi kunja izibhedlela zilalokhu zeni azilani imithi. Abantu bayafa bayaphela xa kuwukuthi awukho kuzanu uyafa ungazange welatshwa. So yiluphi usizo lwangikhona oluzaba khona?
So kodwa wena ubona ngazani kuyaphetha ngani khonokho mamoya?
Mina vele mbona kuyikuthi khona into abangasenzela yona vele ngihlala ngitsho ngithi mina into abangasenzela yona thina ezabantu bakomthwakazi vele ukuthi umnotho wethu uyasilingana ufanele kahle bona kabathathe sisenze nje restoration yona lana vele ibuyele endaweni yayo sibone ukuthi khona abehluleka ukuthi begavene izwe labo ngobani thina ezabantu bakomthakazi singakwanelisa ukuthi sizenzele izinto zethu umnotho wethu esilawo uyasilingana
ye okwamanje kodwa
basempumalanga vele bona bacorrupt ngokwabo
nxa sikhangele khona manje mamoya ukuthi ongayenziwa kates ukuthi kulungiswe khona manje esingathi ungavuka kukhona kusasa yikuyini
mna vele ngifuna i-restoration
yes
yiyo nje i-restoration engiyifunayo ngoba kathesi kunje sikhangelele imali ezimotshwe nguhulumende esenza khona lokho okuthiwa ngokukhumisana umlotha egebha amangcwaba abantu ebhadala amalokhuzeni labana kuthiwa yini laba ngesilungu ngiyakukhohlwa lokho laba ababehlola ukuthi umuntu wafa kanjani zimalini zona leziya into ezenziwa ngesikhange phansi kufihlwane vele so i-restoration vele mbona ngathi ezanceda ukuthi konkona abantu bebe lokuthula
ye siyakubonga kakhulu ke emoyo ungadinelwa kusasa mama sibongele kakhulu ye okay papa so mamoyo yes mamoyo is saying that the only solution is to let those people live in Harare and somewhere else live on their own. Then we have the southern part having their own people, yes.
But still using the same currency.
That shouldn't be fine. So let's hear from Tinguzulu Khumalo. Baba Tinguzulu Khumalo, unja?
Ikhona ngatsho lani baba.
Siyaphila kakhulu kuya. Ye, kuya lapha abantu baningi sibili. Akutsho wena lamuntu umuntu simnika 1 minute 30 seconds ukuthi akukhulume isifiso sakhe. So kuthi eZimbabwe vele kumele kwenzakaleni. Kukhanya ngazani phela into ehluphayo umnotho ungani suguqa amadola.
Awumnotho usuguphe ngamadolo lakhathi esidumbi. Iqiniso ukuthi ubukhokheli esibe labo kusukela ngo-1980 ayikayisiyo quality yobukhokheli obungabuse emhlabeni lowo. Yikukhokheli obehlulekayo kakhulu 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 okungakaze kubonakale emhlabeni. Iqiniso ukuthi ungakhangela ukuyanga sikuloku nzima kakhulu kuqale ngo-1980. Akula muntu wake wanotha kusukela ngo-1980 ngaphandle kwabantu abatshontshayo kuphela. Ukusebenza lokuzisebenza lokhu vele kakusasizi umuntu empilweni. Uhulumende lowo okhona ama-policies akhe kawamphuculi umuntu, kawaliphuculi ngitsholoni ilizwe. Instead adala ukuhlupheka okukhulu empilweni zabantu. Ngoba yena uhulumende lowo iqiniso ukuthi ngabantu abangoguluva amatsotsi bona bakhangelela ukuthi bona ngokwabo bazinothise kuphela ngama resources okufuza ukuthi athuthukise ilizwe okuyinto embi kakhulu njalo bekwenza khonoko bakwenza belobugebe ngobukhulu kakhulu bokuthi abafuni kubona ukuthi abantu babakhangele bafuna ukuthi benze ingani bona ama resources ngawabo personal property ama resources yawo elizwe which is very unfair.
Yeah, isikhathi duse sikunika 30 seconds baba qhathisa khona lapho.
Athe sikunje bayehluleka ukuthi ba improve babone ukuthi okuyikho okubulala i-economy kuyini kambe abantu baluza izimali isikhathi sonke lesi abantu baluza imali ngama barrier check kathesi kwabiswa lokho kuthiwa ngama bond notes lakho futhi sekusikhiphile izimali nasisela izimali
kusenziwa
ngabomo nje ngama police affiliate.
Yeah, tu isikhathi sibongile kakhulu baba ungathini kusasa. Yes, that is Mr. Khumalo. He's saying that the country is not doing well in terms of policies. So he says, you know, if you look at the bond notes, you look at everything that the government has been doing, it has not worked. So why do they continue doing the same thing? So he says maybe things should change. So
we can hear from Mr. Gaule.
Yes, Mr. Gaule, before maybe let's go to Mr. Ndweni. We finish it with him and then he takes a rest. So Mr. Ndweni, in brief, you know, before you just take a rest. In brief, what do you think should be the solution to what is going on in Zimbabwe?
Right. I think this is a song that has been singing Gibbs. The government cannot be borrowing money from wherever they got the money, $500 million, to fund fuel just burning the cars. I mean, to find the fuel crisis. I mean, it's not sustainable. And actually, this is burdening abantwana abazelwe, children right now being burdened by the debt. Because someone has to pay for this debt that we're making every day. So I think the government must allow the private players to bring in fuel from whatever they want. Not to fund the fuel. Of course, it's an essential commodity for the country to have to run, but I think it must open for other people to bring in fuel. That's number one. Number two, the government must deal with the current issue. We cannot, even if they put this money, as long as people are still being paid RTGS. I was talking to someone yesterday, they were saying, Mike, I'm earning $320 a bond, which is now less than $50. You get what I mean? So what do you do with that money? The rent, they're supposed to pay rent for a room, you are paying around $30 per room in the township. You understand what I mean? So the government must address the current issue, and I think it must do away with the bond and maybe adopt even a run. I think that's what it is still for now. But I think the government must deal with the current issue now and also allow players to bring in fuel. And let's borrow money and fund the productive sector. We cannot borrow money and just purchase things, just to make things happen. Because I think what's happening now is this. Just a few hours ago, I saw a statement, I think, on the ZPC handle that the government has slashed down the ZUPCO bus fares. Right? How are they going to fund the price slash? It's a positive move that I understand people are already suffering, but how are they going to sustain that? Where is the money coming from? If you are taking this money from whatever you're getting it, subsidizing people, and there's no productivity that we're talking about. You know what I mean? So we're going to have a kind of a short-term interventions that are not sustainable, and we'll keep on moving, making a mistake and not progressing as a country. So I think we need to be very serious, deal with this current issue, fight the public sector, and then, at least for now, in intermediate, let's allow private players to bring in fuel from outside. So for me, those was my take, I mean, to deal with the current crisis. Because I hear Mr. Kaule saying that, by the way, Mr. Kaule is my former teacher in Malanda Primary School. Maybe he has forgotten me. I think people have been patient enough. People have to pressure Mr. Kaule. I think this government has been there since 20 November 2017. You know what I mean? Well, this is now almost 2 years, and they're saying people should be patient. And their lives are going back and back, and the young people their lives are doomed now, as I'm speaking. And we are saying people should be patient.
We have another caller who is online.
Until when?
Thank you so much.
People are talking about children, people dying in hospitals.
Thank you so much.
People are dying in the hospitals. I think the government must actually make drastic measures and deal with this crisis once and for all. It is to be about.
Thank you, Dwayne. You can now take a rest. Thank you so much for having joined us tonight. Papa Ndwene, I think we've got Masimba Kuchera.
Tinawa Masimba Kuchera vati joina parunare pamwechete nemwe mutereri vamasimba Kuchera tinogamuchira asi vamangobata timozwa kune mutereri ari parunare ane kanguva akabata. Hello caller.
Hello.
Makadi.
Ndinofara hangu ndatenda zvikuru kuti pomukana unditaure zvandofunga.
Zita ndiani?
Ndinonzi Adonzi.
Adonzi.
Yebo.
Alright, taurai zvenyu vaAdonzi.
Ya, mukoma muza tinyai pa Zimbabwe apa yakutongoti sota nekuti tikurarama tiri matambudziko nguva dzese. Nyaya yezvikwereti ika hurumende isararamire zvikwereti kunge chirema kana kuti bofu kana kuti hanhene munhu asingakwanisi kuzvibatsira. Vaurume vanga vangogarisa mitemo iya vakanga vakanganiswa kutanga nguva yava Mugabe vakagarisa mitemo iyi lesei in investment policies nenyaya dzavo dziya dzekuti zvanzi izvo chii indigenization chichichi hazvina kuipa but maitirwo azvo ndovanodzinga chii vanhu vane mari dzavo iye zvino izvi zvikwereti zviri kutorwa izvika idambudziko redu isusu mangwana anozodzora zvikwereti ndiani vamutuli ngube ngavaone kuti vanhu vavakajoina vezani kwavakabva kure vakatikoromorera zvikwerete ka zvichatambudza nyika kuzvibhadhara zvikwerete izvozvo ngavagadzise mitemo waro wokuti vanhu vauye vaite mabhizinesi muzimbabwe rojiri mshongo uri kwa Zimbabwe. Atingati isusuka, tira ni mshukwere ete nguwa zingi wana zirema, Zimbabwe isi chirema. Zimbabwe with professionals of all kinds. Anima zona. Saka, ivoka, jiwa waka ondo ngazini. Kana ya angozi ya zanu PF, irwitika ya tura matiri manji ya angozi ya zinu zaka itika, zaka kanga nika zaka wanda. Akumarika wangu watireke rao kumana. Kana spirit ya zaza, ya leta na wakia uzanyi ya chikwereti.
Ayu wata.
Kana wakundika na tosarenda.
Tapazuka baba, thank you so much.
Ayu wala gaula waka, gawa wale wate hapa, nangu wale wadi wapa. There's no time. We don't talk of trial of an era. Hii nika tina Zimbabwe. And it is queer.
Thank you so much for joining us. Regai tins go to Darevedo ano tichi ine zvamataura. Thank you so much. He's saying the situation back home is now is now desperate. You know, we cannot continue tolerating that. He says the government is borrowing too much, and I think he warned the minister Mtulungube to find remedies for the problems that the country is facing instead of trying to fix things by borrowing. Yes,
says
you
Ngozi.
End up like having Ngozi.
Yeah.
So, yes, so you can welcome Mr. Masimba Kuchera.
Yes. Mr. Kuchera, good evening and welcome to the program. Are you there, Mr. Kuchera?
Yes. Hello.
Kunjani baba?
Mina ngiyaphila.
Kunjani? Ngiyaphila kakhulu. So, Mr. Kuchera. We see that Zimbabwe has secured 500 million from somewhere. Where did they get this money from?
Well, they just say that they got the money from international banks. Now, we know that now there is this 500 million which is put into the banking sector, hoping to stabilize the interbank market. We now our problem is I think is threefold. Number one, we do not know where this money is coming from. Number two, we do not know under what conditions did we get this money, which is key. But number three, we also do not know the mechanics of how this money will be distributed. I think this is the challenge that we have. We do not have a transparent government, and it didn't start now. It's been the nature of our government. The government does not want to reveal these things, but I think it's important for the nation to know in some of these details for several reasons. Number one, some of these debts, as of now, we still we inherited debts from Ian Smith when he was borrowing, when he was under sanction. He also was borrowing, and we inherited some of those debts. Some of the debts are also recklessness and poor prioritization and poor choice making by this government.
And I guess they were supposed to get parliamentary approval, right?
This is what Section 300 and Section 301 of the Constitution says, that there needs parliamentary approval. You remember that when the Defense College was being built, this is the only time Parliament approved the debt because the Chinese wanted that to be approved by Parliament in conforming with the Constitution. This is what should happen. Parliament must know and must also be able to approve these things, but it doesn't happen that way.
Yeah, so let me say nguba mpumlomo konapo. So kutuwa silo kola ikumwen. Kutuwa kolo ngube tichonga. What is that ngube ikumwen?
Yes, ngube.
Yeah. Ngube, unjanubabu?
Impili ze tata zikandani mkula wami.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Eh umkhula Sincube.
Yebo.
Yey baba akuthi ukuthi umnotho welizwe ubona njani kona manje?
Ah lokhu tata. Kuvele kusobala. Kusobala sibili ngoba akusela lutho kathi sibili akusela ngisho zona ngugudi. Kuyikukhawula kwabantwana bezimbabwe sinje ikakhulu abantu abampofu mpela hayi bathwele nzima bathwele nzima ngoba kulapha kwenzakala umathanda kuphelela izweni abamabhizinesi sebezenzela umathanda ofuna ukwenza intengo yakhe la yenze kwakhe kwekhanda lakhe yikho lokhu futhi ukuthi uhulumende wangikhona yolothi open for business uvuleke amabhizinesi anjengalapha
so open for business ukuthi uyavuka ukhwezi intengo yempahla very open.
Yeah, uncomfortable. Yeah, ngoba kulokho kwakukuchoyo sibona kuphela ukuthi ha phina sesiyinkotha bona zindlovu eziphezulu ziphana ngembo.
Kulungiswa njani manje Ncube?
Ah, kula ngenye indlela njengoba lokho ethikaza ukubambana lokho nokuxolelana lokho kungacaciyo vele. Kuthi ukuthi ha kuyinto kwangkhona ngakuhambi. Singazi ngoba bona ngithi yiba basiki bebunda bavele bakwenza. Ukuthi babethanda lokuthi abanathi namandebele kasikho vele besihlalele kodwa kwasekuphethula ngonkulunkulu
hayi ke siyakuzwa mkhula ungadinelwa kusasa baba
sibonge kakhulu lathi ngapha ngiyabonga kakhulu angisela radio ngangilani njengoba ngake ngalibikeli ukuthi ngasuka ngathelwa yinto
okhe njani wakwatshwa hayi sizathi sikhulume lawo singaqeda namhlanje umike uzakufonela khulume
Yeah,
I was good, yeah, cool, Mr. Ncube. So Mr. Ncube is not a happy man. He says there's chaos in Zimbabwe. So maybe let's try Mr. Gaule.
And hear from Mr. Gaule. Mr. Gaule, also I wanted to throw this question to you. Yesterday we spoke with ZANU-PF Youth Secretary for Commissariat, is Mr. Godfrey Senengamu. And his team, they were in Chimanimani in Manicaland, where they were warning business people who are raising prices willy-nilly that they should not take advantage of President Mnangagwa's silence on imposing price controls. And he equated that to rising against the government. Do you believe that this will work? These are threats or warnings to business people because the business people are saying what dictates the price is how they get the foreign currency to buy whatever they want.
Are you there, Mr. Kaule?
Comrades, Chenengam and these other guys who in Chimanimani and after realizing that these people, they are increasing prices like this madness of increasing prices. To me, it's the sabotage. And to me, it doesn't help. But it is there to maybe to create a lot of tension, commotion, and all sort of things for these other people to achieve whatever they want to achieve. So it's for the government. And remember, the party is supreme. These are members of the party who are raising that concern to say, no, government, check. Things are not okay on the ground. People are, there is sabotage. People are sabotaging all government efforts to really maybe try and control some of these prices and as we speak right now, prices are increasing almost every day, and there is no reason for that. And we are all worried about that. And where are we getting to? Where are we heading to? And this is our main worry, because this will create a lot of problems for us and for our government even then. Because people, at times these people have been calling for demonstrations, blah, 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 all those sort of things, and people are putting more pressure. And these are the people with a hidden agenda. And this is exactly why these senior members of the party are worried, raising the alarm to say, government, be very careful. Things are not okay on the ground. People are now doing increasing prices willy-nilly for no good reason at all. And, today, the cooking oil is $20, and for no good reason. To me, it amounts to sabotage.
Thank you so much, Mr. Gaule. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. We have Mr. Mananda. Vamananda, lamsa ucela ukukhuluma kutaura ku speaker.
Magadini, ko greeting to all Zimbabweans.
Taiva Tinofara, thank you for joining us.
Who are you guys? Okay, thank you for taking my call. Quickly, and you told Angola Kareba, I think you're down with Tika. And I'm going to talk with some of you, you know. Yakabudirira. Yamingan Kanga with the economy, I got Kanak. Nika inonge yakapira zvakanaka political here ikon media macho inenge ichireporta zvakaita sei economy yavo inenge yakambomira sei kuti ne political zvese zvinenge zvichifamba sei kuti nyika ive yakabudirira maonera andinozviita ndichiisa mubvunzo kuna ndaisa kuna vamasimba kucheka kuti vandibatsirevo nenhau iyoyi nyika ingafamba zvakadini kana media iri negative nyika ingafamba zvakadini kana munyika political instability munyika musina kugadzikana toita zvipi what is the way forward kuti nyika ifambe zvakanaka zvinoita kuti titi pari zvino nyika yakufamba zvakanaka
okay regaitizwevakuchera
zvine chikonzero chokuti ndinofunga kuti muZimbabwe maita magraduate anosvitsa zvabva zvaita kuti chero navanyuye vacho havana zvavanotombodosiraregai
tivakuchera mukana tivape mukana kuitira kuti nguva ifambidzane nemi regai tinzwe vakuchera vapindure mubvunzo wenyu vakuchera manzwa mubvunzo wabvunzwa navamananda
regati daiwozo tekutanga nyika chaiyo chaiyo haikwanisi kunge ine one ine mufungiro mumwe media inokwanisa kunge inobvumidzwa kuti tinge tichiona zvakasiyana siyana hapana chinhu chakashata pazvinhu zvakadaro even mapolitical parties anofanira kuonawo mionero yavo yakasiyana siyana mukaenda kune dzimwe nyika mukaenda pasouth africa apa vamalema vanenge vachiita zvavo vatera lekota vakamboitawo political party yavo varamaposa vanenge vachiitawo zvavo zvichifamba zvakadaro vamaimani vachiita zvavo media imwe ichitaurawo vamwe vaitotaurawo nezve inonzi state capture kusouth africa tikaenda kune dzimwe nyika muno muafrica muchaona kuti media inenge ichidini ine mafungiro akasiyana hatifaniri kumanikidzana kuita mafungiro mamwe chete hazvimbozi zvakaita inini nemi tinokwanisa kunge tiri mukoma nemunin'ina but hatikwanisi kufunga zvakasiyana thats number one number two ndinoona kunge dambudziko redu rimwe ratinoita nderevanhu ava vepolitics vanhu vepolitics vanenge vachida kuti isusu tinge tisingafarirani tinge tisingawirirani tichingonongedzana uroyi nepamwe pangada kuti panokwanisa kuti pataurirane zvinhu zvichifambira mberi handifungi kuti pane vanhu vanoda kuti nyika yavo igare ichitambudzika vanhu vese vanongada kuti nyika yavo iendere mberi so whenever we have a problem tikada kuti ndinhingadai tinoitawo dambudziko kuti problem yacho inonoka kupera.
Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. Thank you so much, Mr. Kuchera. I think, Mr. Mananda, you were answered there by Mr. Kuchera. He was asking what a stable economy is in a country. And that is what Mr. Kuchera was explaining. Yes. And also he pointed out that there is too much negative reporting from the media in Zimbabwe, which he thinks is not fatal for the country to progress economically. Mm. Yeah.
Did include some of the state-controlled papers.
I'm not sure.
let's just read what people are saying on Facebook. Usitni Luandle Mluli Uti, the government doesn't have a clue anymore about, you know, what they're doing. They should simply dissolve and let other people do the job for them. If they are now destroying the transport system, how do they think people will enter into that kind of a business? So Zimbabwe is open for business, question mark in car. Then we've got Umusa Masbogo, uti bantuka uli, kastel uti ukulumela bani vele. Yes, akuzwa kakhulu konapho. Utekane Hlabangani uti ngicela ubuze uMr. Gawule ukuthi did the minister Mthuli Ncube get parliamentary approval to get that loan of 500 million? Then we've got Sydney again. He says they must reduce the army budget and reduce ministers. Maybe that is going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Then Busani Mbusontini says a single currency is the only option, US dollar or rand.
Mm-hmm.
Then we've got Wallace Wesley, who says, the rand is actually working in Lesotho. The rand is also working in Swaziland and is working very well, even in South Africa, where it originates from.
Mm-hmm.
Why not Zimbabwe? Those are big questions.
Yes, we also have Pashona Facebook page, Edu Gibbs, Tina Lois Magudu, Anzi Jakao Mashua. Then Sara Mazengera anzi nyika yango imamvemve vakanga vazviona vamapfumo ndofunga vari kutaura kambo kamukanya Thomas Mapfumo kekuti nyika yayo imamvemve tina handizwe ndimai ndimuzvare Edith Gara anzi zviri kuitika munyika zvakafanana nokuti nyika haina ari kuitungamira amadzimai nhasi ane chiki dzokunyora ndatanga nava mai kana kuti muzvare Louis Magudu tikaverenga muzvare kana kuti mai Sara Mazengera tikaverenga mai Edith Gara. Yezvine zvipana mai kana muzvare Tandwe Gumbo anzi lichona njani Mahlave Zulu watching from Johannesburg. Then tina mukoma Ray Makolo anzi chaora chini icho. Then Boas Bomero anzi kurwira masimba kwaura yanyika. Mukoma Nicodemus Matariro anzi Mr. Gaule zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengeswa nema RTGS zviri kutengwa nemari anonzi ganzokorore. Mr. Gaule zvinhu zviri kukwidzwa hazvisi kutengwa nema RTGS zviri kutengwa nemari chaiyo kwete edu awo ma RTGS. Then mukoma Boas vadzoka zvakare vachiti kurira dumbu noti vanhu kwete vari kuti hakuna kuti mungo da kugutsa dumbu renyu musingagutseva veruzhinji. Those are some of the views from our followers vari kuti tevera vari pashona Facebook page yedu.
So baba Gaule uyeza vantu vakhuluma kona mpake abanye bathi uhulumende usengamsehlulekile. Kube labanye abakhuluma sibili ukuthi katimali yena le ivele ivele ngapi. Kambe uhulumende nxa ukuthi ngacabanga nje kuphela songani kulobu zima uyamuza sithi 500 million. Siyakwazi kwenzakala ngeminyaka le edlulayo. Kungabuya kunye futhi 500 million. Abantu bathi kuhamba njani Gaule?
Yeah, ukuthi esikhathini esiningi abantu sisuka ukuvele phakathi kwelizwe kulohlupho oludala olwavela emuva olilo solukhona olusifaka phakathi komumo nalo ukuthi lanxa sokusenziwa ye nangule ndlala ekhaya kwabuya hambe ezingela abuyele mina abibeke laphana abantwana badle abanye bangali buza ukuthi lithethe ngaphi kumbuli ulitshontshile kumbuli ibambe ngeyelo ukuze ngumbuli mhlawumbe wathi akubukhiphe komunye but okusalayo ukuthi thine sikukhangelela lapha sile ndlala kade sekhaya la. Indlala leyi uminista uyasincedisa ukuthi izinto zingami sibe lokhu sihamba silungisise okunyokona sihamba. Asilani mali yethu elizweni lethu. Imali yethu uhlupho esilalo kakhulu ukuthi asilayo imali eqondana lathi engeyethu elizwe lethu. Ngakuke sile mali zabanye abantu ezisuka zikhitshwe ngabanye abantu ngamasipala labanye abathize laba abanye singesebaqambe abanye bathize abazozisebenza lapha phakathi kwezi bazoyi-investa kodwa bethatha imali zana phinde bebuyele lazo. Silohlupho olukhulu olunjengalona kathesi ungakhangela kathesi abantu babo babhiza babhena izimali bayenzani bayabhena ama-r t g s lanala linye ama-ecocase lani lani into ezinjengazenezo ezidalele ukuthi ezisiyelana nekukhweza kwama-prizes lani 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 yizinto ezonke ezimele ukuthi uhulumende angenele azilungisise zenezi zinto ezinjengazenezo yikho abantu bekhala.
Yes, abakhulu-ke sicela ubambe khonapho. So he's citing some ills, you know, in the economy. Say some people are burning money and all those kind of things. And so the government should actually monitor and punish some of these people.
Those are what we have been hearing for years now.
Yes, so talking Mzingwane, Mzingwane. Baba Mzingwane, unjani? Mzingwane, sabona?
Yebo, nyalizo ba.
Ye, unjani Mzingwane?
Hayi impilile.
Nanku mnotho kunzima Mzingwane. Lamhla abantu sibanika 1.5 minutes ukuthi bakhuluma bakufisayo. Posela kuba.
Yeah, I napanje tina singa kala city government. Ifu saya jadi nampati ona vele I government ni aina kisi kwa bantu. Ube kwa yenza nje, bapume nje bongi, ukale gata. Ngoba, ngaze siki kame nja yenze loku yona lefu saye. Akukho loku kodwa abangakwenze labantu. Yicho ngaphandle ukuthi bona bazenzele okwabo, bakholise bona bodwa. Imali leyi abayifakayo yona eyingabo yaphepha. Yabo kuze kuthi bona badle, bazidlela imali zamanye amazwe, bazihambele lapha afuna khona. Abananhliziyo zabantu. Bela
sina igameni sifana nje labantu bezintandane. Singathi po manje beke baphonga uphuma phela uzokuthi waphula kodwa usephumile. Kulungiswa njani kula manje lokho kuhluphayo lokho?
Kumele abantu babambane. Bazame ukuthi bona bona bayikhiphe ngokubambana nje kuhle iphume yona igameni.
Wena vele uchako lapho uthi uhulumende kachayi phansi.
Hayi ke sayi phansi ukulimende kambe kunyinyeka lokhu ke intana nje kwefana na phela lokuthi ukubona ukhiphe idonki ufake ibhiza ukuthi hayi uzaba ngcono ukhiphe njalo ukubisela idonki ukuthi ukhiphe ibhiza ukuthi uzaba ngcono khona bakula nto iyabe ngcono.
Aha, so po manje konapho ninaliphila njani lapho khona mzungwane?
Hayi kuhlungu nje siyakhangela lapha nalapha sinalo akula nto ekhona vele akula dizili akula petrol akulani. Kulayini yo sokuyinto nje eyidayelelwa nxa ubona ilayini emagarajini sokukanti ayinto vele kumele vele siphile njalo sokukanti ayinto enhle but into ebuhlungu kakhulu. Kodwa nje asiyi emsebenzi ngakhona ukuthi kokona sisebenza ngezimoto ukuthi khona sihambe ngemoto siyesebenza asiyi kusebenza ngenxa yokuthi ifiyeli asilayo.
Ye madoda kodwa kuthiwa izupuko phela siyehliswe ukuthi nxa uhamba ngayo kuzokwehlisa ukuthi kube yimalini. Nxakade kuyi-$2 sokuyidola.
Sangiye usisize ngalutho bona kabasinike imisebenzi sisebenze bayehlise izinto zikhwele ngendlela eqondile bengasiye ngezwidi njengabantwana ukuthi khona bayehlise uzupu asiyandawo lo zupu amani yezi uzupu ke ngikho sisila bona.
Hayi siyakuzwa mzingwane siwile hayi ungathina lokusasa baba sibongele kakhulu.
Yabonga.
Yeah, so Mr. Mzingwane is a very angry man. He says the government has failed to live up to expectations, and so they should go. He says when a man has to go, a man has to go. And people must get together and push the government out. So because he says they have failed, literally, that's what he's saying.
Regarding the kuna wakuchera, wakuchera. Wakuchera. Tanga tichitaura ne vanokwira mabhazi vari kutambira zvakanyanya nemufaro nemaoko maviri danho ratorwa nehurumende rekudimura mari dzekuripira iri nezvikamu makumi mashanu kubva muzana 50% reduction yemafees kuzupukoko. Asi vamwewo mukati mwemuwane mubvunzo wekuti kana bhazi ranga richiita $2 zvichienderana nemutengo wepeturu nezvinodiwa nemunhu kuti bhazi ringe richifamba makazi emari dimura nezvikamu 50%. Ndiana anenge achizoisa imwe mari iri kudiwapo.
Ngati takangana kuti taimbova nawo mazupuko. Ngatibvunze kuti chii chakakonzera kuti mazupuko aende kuye ava vemakombi. Takazozvigadzirisa here paakudzoka mazupuko manyowani aya. Nekuti tichaita dambudziko ratakaita pekutanga ramboita kuti mazupuko aya adini aende. Nyaya iripo chaye chaye inyaya nhatu. Chekutanga ndechekuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda. Chero president vakazvibvumawo izvozvo kuti uori hwakanyanyisa kuwanda. Muhurumende nemuprivate sector machona. Ndopanofanira kubatwa ipapo kuti ikonomi yedu inge ichikwanisa kufamba. Chechipiri handiwirirani hangu navagaule vari kutaura nyaya dzekuti isusu tinofanira kuita mari yedu. One of the stabilizing factors zvemari kana munayo inyaya yeconfidence kuti vanhu vanenge vane confidence here mumari yachona. Chero mukavamanikidza kuti taane dollar remuZimbabwe kana vasina confidence vasina chivimbo nemari iyoyo vasingakwanisi kutemba nayo mari iyoyo inoita futi dambudziko.
Right, taurai chechitatu tine muteereri ari parunhare chingotaurai the third one tombokubatisai.
Right, the third one ndekuti isusu ngatidini ngationesane pamwe kwete kuti to farirana panze kana takuita zvekupanana maidea.
Thank you so much. Vakuchara rambai muri parunare. Ndazva kuti nemuteereri tina mukoma Donald Mamboma. Mukoma Mamboma maswera sei?
Mukoma Gibbs. Maswera sei uyimuko?
Aiwa mukoma Gibbs maswera ndini nasi Gibbs ndinotenda. Tipei pfungwa dzenyu.
Ndiyabonga mfowethu.
Thank you mukoma wangu. Ndiona sekuti hurumende yedu iyi inongovimbisa zvinhu zvaisingakwanisi kumboita. Ndo muromo usingazari gwere gwishu. Nokuti yakambotinda kubhadhara varungu varimi vachena vakatorwa mapurazi hatinanga taka hatina kana hwani watakahwaka zvakabhadharwa. Iyo hurumende yacho haitorina mari. Vashandi chaivo havasi kuwana mari. Vanoshanda vanoishandira. Yesu nhasi yava kutaura zvezvimwe zvinhu zvekuti tinoda kuti mari yakati. Iyo mari yacho inopinda munyika saka ine zvinoshandisa kuti zvinhu zvainovimbisa izvi zvinombo inenge yadhakwa neko. Ine vanenge vasvitei chaizvo. Kuti here kana kuti vanenge vasvitei.
Asi ndofunga vano
vanotaura zvinopesana nezvavano nezvirimo nepazviri paground.
Asi ndofunga vanenge vanombo
vanotaura kuti hamuna mari.
Vanenge vanombotaura vanhu kuti like ipapa tirunzwa kuti vawana mari 500,000 iri kutaurwa iyi kubva kunze. Saka mungazoti hamuzive kuti mari iri kubva kupi sei.
Kana vaiwana kubva kunze saka ndiada kubhadharisa varungu vachena varungu vakatorwa mapurazi here.
Aiwa iyi yakanangana vakatotaura specifically kuti iri kuiswa kumabhanga kuti vanhu vanenge vachida kuzowana mari yekushandisa kutenga mishonga kutenga mafuta nezvimwe zvakadaro vawane nereti inenge iripo pamusika iyoyo. Saiwa dimurai zvinyindisa kudyirai nguva. Pedzai tingoti gano kuti kwakuwadza kunguru.
Ndiona sekuti hangu haide yanga yasiyira vamwe private companies aite mumwe basa rana fiwo vasiyana nezvizvinhu zvavo mubata-bata pose pose ngavarege zvokungodzamba pose pose ndokuti nyika iende mberi vape maprivate companies ngavaite maprivate maNG maparasita vasingabatsira ngavamatengese kumaprivate companies panofanira kuramba vakangozviita zvinhu zvasingakwanisi ngavarege. Kuzvina magedhi hakuna zveta ngaive private ite partnership namaprivate companies haikona kungoti zveta yoga munyika ngavapewo mamwe manji maindependent power producers aite basa magedhi aitike munyika hapana zvainokwanisa kuita hurumende iyi kuzvina vakupuwa mari inobva kuzhe saka ndiyada kubhadharisa varungu futi vari kuzhe ikova.
Thank you so much mukoma Mamboma.
Alright mukoma.
Morara zvakanaka. He is bitter. He says that government is full of empty promises. And he also touched on the issue of the fuel industry. He says it also must allow private players.
Yeah.
I think the government is dabbling into too much pots. Here and there, here and there, here and there.
Yeah. So, ubaba kaule ungu businessman.
Yes.
So, ubaba kaule ungu soma business sibili. Nga kukutu utengisa umentis. Asatu umentis. Kumbe siti singwa. Utengisa njani. Sibili kuti ukuthina uzuze profit kulapha sike sikuze baba kaule usakhona ecingweni baba kaule ungazani asisamuzwa kuhle lapha singazithi uhamba njani baba kaule ukhona ecingweni ye ungazani ucingo lakhe wothi sikhulumele abantu
ye rigaiti mwenziwa kuthi panapa tina mukoma trust Chipanga hanzi Mr. Gaule no facts where is foreign currency to stabilize the prices then mukoma Augustine Mawodzwa South Africa ine democracy vamasimba kuchera zvasiyana nezvedu kuZimbabwe kunoraiva vanhu nekuti avhotira bato rinopikisa zvakana mukoma Courtney Koti Mpemi zvino zvakamira sei munyika then Leonard Mutenda Zimbabwe yedu yaora then Mr. Nicodemus Matariro Mr. Gaule Zimbabwe economy is not command economy ndo mangwe mashoko atina weiwaya.
Yes, lo mtuduzi sibanda lapha ke ku Facebook yetu ku VOA Ndebele lingakhohlwa phela ukuthi sile VOA Studio 7 kuzobuya ke i VOA Ndebele le VOA Shona xa lingena ma Facebook page zona lawo. Imtuduzi sibanda uthi we need a true leader akusela ngokheli kwele Zimbabwe. Usikhumbuze umlalazi uthi sesikhona Dube lati stikini kuzobuya ke umthandeni Mqondo Sijibale uthi Gaule is not worried at all. He is good at protecting ZANU-PF people. Then Tekena Hlabangane uthi my way umananda sependukile njalo so behla umkhosi womananda manana nqa ulalele kulapho ngena ku Facebook umpendulo baba lapha uphinde bese ukukhuluma ukuthi kumele uGaule acasise sibile abantwini ukuthi imali ivele ihamba njani kumele sibe kwazi ukuthi vele kuyini okuhambayo kuzobuya ke ubusani mbuso ntini kuti soka ule uyavuma kuti Zanu PF isiyehlulekile. How can a government fail to have its own currency and let alone have people printing those RTGSs? Yes, zokutwa ke silomlaleli.
No, Mr. Gawule is back.
Yeah, ugawule kutwa sependukile. So, Baba Gawule, ngasikhangele sibili konoko okwenzakala lokukhulunywa ngabantu. Pho ilizwe liya ngapi, Baba Gawule?
Ilizwe liya phambili. Okwakathethi akubuyelwe emuva kuyasetshenzwa. Konoko sikhuluma ngakho inhlupho zonke zimele zibhekana nelizwe. Ikuthi into yakuqala vele kakhulu kibze khona uhulumende. Wa amele aqine ngayo njengepart esiyavumele esakuphasayo ekuconference ngo-December kumnyaka ophelileyo. Sathi thina akulwise i-corruption njengepharty. Ihulumende lomlando ukuthi entweni zonke eziba ngumgoqo omningi i-corruption. Into yakuqala emele ilwiswe kakhulu i-corruption ngoba kungcolile indawo yonke la nge-corruption. Ndiyithi kuhulumende la ku-private sector konke, ama-departments e-government, akahulumende la ku-private sector konke kubolile. Abantu bayantshontsha amasela agcwele elizwe ngeke lihambe liye phambili ngokusela obukhona la ngokuganga okukhona phakathi kwehulumende.
Mhm. Kodwa kwenzakala yini umuntu angabotshwa uyangena yini entolongweni?
Umuntu upresident uthena ekhuluma lo minister okhangela ngezomthetho elizweni uthi ama cases e corruption akambe phambili abantu babotshwe. Ababotshwe abantu kupresident utsho njalo. Elingakhona kupresident uthi abantu kababotshwe yikuthi nje ayisuke upresident kazenzeli kodwa kulabantu abamenzelayo umsebenzi phansi la yiloba angane umsebenzi bayawuyekethisa but upresident ufaka ilokuzeli kakhulu ukuthi amandla ukuthi akulwishe kakhulu i-corruption ukuze into zonke zihambe.
Yeah. Siyawuza kakhulu ke. So Mr. Gawule is talking about corruption. He says that's one of the most common ills in Zimbabwe. So, and the president is always talking about it. So, I ask the question, is he fighting it? He says, yeah, they're trying, but they're not implementing it.
Yeah, that's, I think, fighting and implementing, they are two different things.
Yeah, that's right, yes. So, let's go to Mr. Kuchera, if you can.
Kuchera. Mr. Kuchera. Yes, Dano, irire hurumende ore kuti mari inenge ichizo yanga ichishandiswa nevanotenga mafuta yanga iri pa 1:1 vakutenga nemari inenge iri pamusika nguva iyo munoona kuti danho rakanaka here rinobatsira nenzira dzipi
kana mari iri ikoko kuzenge rinobatsira kuti mitengo inge ichiita kana kuti inge isingarambe ichipfira chaneta ndiye kuti mari inodiwa kutenga zvinhu zvakawanda eforeign currency. Rangarirai kuti tinotenga zvinhu zvakawanda kudarika zvatinotengesa. Saa tinoshandisa foreign currency yakawanda. Chero matoothpick tinotenga. Zvinototi mukatoita wakabhizinesi kenyu kekutitengesera matoothpick tinotenga. Dambudziko ndiro iroro rekuti mari yatinoshandisa yakawandisa. Saka ikawanikwa kubhengi nemari yakatiderirei zvinoita kuti mitengo inge isingarambi ichikwira.
Chikwira. Aiwa, tunotenda vakuchera paita muteereri ari parunhare.
Ye, kulo Makeza siyavonga kuri jonga. Makeza kunjani?
Ai siyaphila.
Ye, Makeza sibili 30 seconds. Siyaphila kakhulu 30 seconds. Chova kolamba Makeza. Ye, uthi uqede.
Ye, mina ngithi ngabe ave Zanu PF bayabona udubo olukhona. Ngabe bayahlangana lo muntu okufuze behlangane laye. Le i-MDC kaChamisa. Ngoba isikhathi esidlulile lapha kugubu ade kukhona uthwangre esaphila. Bahlangana izinto zabarayit. Nakathesi nje loba ngalokho kuzanywa.
Kungalunga ngokutsho kwakho isikhathi tu manje Makeza siyakungenisa ngesikhathi esilandelayo. Sorry, we're out of time. All and right. we have to leave it there. We think our guests this evening, Mr. Pilif Gawule of Zanu PF, then we had Mr. Michael Ndweni, who is a vendors leader and is also a political and economic commentator. We also had Mr. Masimba Kuchera, who is an economic commentator based in Harare. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., hoping that we are going to meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, Chitenda Vose, Vakwanisa Kupinda Mchirongwa, Mara Zakanaka. Thank you.